Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
Excuse me?
And the Bulldog.
What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Fun day, right?
Indeed.
I like today.
Yeah.
Oh, I just ruined it. I just noticed I'm down 2.5 points in fantasy baseball. I was having a pretty good day, and now what am I betting? 0-91 today? That's not going to fly.
Yeah, that's tough.
Come on, right? Drop two spots in the standings. It's not even dark out yet. I'll have to pick that up. Joe, I have a little bit of a game. You know, it's not so much a game as it is just trivia. You have anything better?
I have trivia. I'm not sure it's better.
What is your subject?
Sabres goaltenders.
I like it. It's better than mine. Mine is the Conn Smythe.
I like both of these ideas.
We could combine them. It might be quick, though.
Sabres goaltenders to win the Conn Smythe.
Mm.
That would be too quick.
Yep.
Before we do this, did you see the Freddie Freeman stuff today?
I saw that he changed not in depth. I just know he's unhappy with how his deal was negotiated, so he's changed representation. That's all I know. Is that all there is to know?
The latest is that his agent, who he fired, didn't tell him about the Atlanta Braves' last offer because the agent reportedly knew that Freeman would take it because he didn't want to leave Atlanta.
And it was less money than the Dodger offer?
Yeah. So he took the Dodgers offer, and the agent reportedly knew that Freeman would have preferred to stay in Atlanta. So he hid, it's claimed, he hid the offer from him. And so he fired him, and there was this memo, like, do not contact Freddie Freeman. Like, I don't know. I don't know how bad it's been for him. I haven't really followed him this year with L.A., but that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, that is not looking out for the best interests of your client.
No.
It's kind of the exact opposite of that, actually.
Couldn't even, like, if the commission is markedly different, or even if it's any kind of different, couldn't the player just give the agent the difference, you know? I don't know would ever happen, but, like, look, I want you to take L.A. because, like, that's better for me. But if you want to take Atlanta, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. And then maybe I might think, well, let me just sort of tip you, as it were.
Right.
Right? Because then you're still talking about millions. I mean.
Right. On top of already having made, you know, probably lots of millions, I would think, yeah.
The player.
Yeah, the player.
Right. All right, that's a tough one there. All right, Joe. Sabre goaltenders? Oh, this is going to be a good one. Matt Hackett is the first guess. Is it just name them?
Taylor Lewan.
Start naming goalies.
Don Edwards.
That is the Titans' left tackle.
Taylor Lewan. Sabre goalies you've met. Sabre goalies you've met in your life.
Ooh.
Sove? Sat at O'Shun with him?
I never met Sove. I sat with that. We both sat with that.
Edwards?
Right? Yep.
Ryan Vins.
You know Vins? You met Vins?
I did. I did an internship at Harbor Center.
Ryan. Dom.
I've never had the pleasure to meet Euro Halak.
Dom, I don't...
We did it 716.
I don't think I ever met Ryan Miller.
Really?
No. We talked to him, you know, a number of times, but I don't think I've ever, like, looked him in the eye and shook his hand.
Yeah, handshake is the
Yeah.
the thing here.
Norman?
Yeah,
I met Miller at the early 06, 05, 06, that Aces and Blades event.
Okay. Yeah.
Charity event.
Yeah. Nornan?
No. Marty?
Marty, for sure, obviously. Yeah.
Five. I got five so far.
All right, well, this is not that game.
Rollison?
Nope.
No. Shields? Yes, I have Shields. Rochester?
Okay.
Six?
Barrasso?
Never met him?
Nope.
Grant Fuhr?
Interviewed Grant Fuhr, never met Grant Fuhr. Was not a good interview.
You wouldn't qualify an interview as meeting a person?
No.
Not talking to them.
I didn't mean that for this question.
Okay, I see.
All right, what was the game again?
We don't know yet.
The game.
We aren't playing a game right now, are we?
Sabres goaltenders to register a win during the playoff drought.
Enroth. We met Enroth at that grand opening at 716.
Okay, yep.
Seven. Sabre goaltenders to register a win during the last 11 years.
Yes. 2011-12 to 2021-22.
It's got to be like
some
what?
Sabres droughtology.
20 goalies?
17.
Michael Hauser.
Michael Hauser, four wins. That's 11th out of 17.
Dustin Tokarski.
Dustin Tokarski has 12.
Keep rolling.
Which is eighth.
Keep rolling. It's your last day.
Nielsen. Anders Nielsen? Who's the big? Am I thinking?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
right,
you got
that's
it.
Right.
10 wins for Anders Nielsen.
Okay. Michael Neuwirth.
Good. 6 wins for Michael Neuwirth. Seemed like more because we were mad at him.
They got rid of him.
It was
good.
Yeah, it was six wins.
Yeah. All of them.
Six too many.
Horrible. All of them horrible experiences.
Yeah.
Craig Anderson.
Yes. 17 for Craig Anderson is 7th.
Ryan Miller.
Ryan Miller is number one during the Sabres drought with 63 wins.
Enroth.
Jonas Enroth, 29 wins.
I'm sensing you're thinking over there, so I'm just trying to throw a couple
Carter
in.
Hutton.
Man, 29 wins in 103 games. Carter Hutton is correct. 31 wins for Carter Hutton.
Ullmark.
Venus Ullmark.
Yep. Yeah.
He is second with 50.
Leonard. Leonard.
Robin Leonard, third with 42 wins for the Sabres.
That's 10. We got to get them all.
Who's the guy that I always confuse with Taylor, the football player? Does he have any? Is he on the list?
I'm not sure
Nathan,
I know.
Nathan Lewin.
He had one lowly win in 7 games.
Matt Hackett.
Matt Hackett had one lowly win in 13 games. And it was not that game against the Coyotes in 2015, but he was in net for that. Aaron Dell got a win.
Lukanen.
Lukanen has 3.
It's 14.
Yeah, this is quick work.
Who, Mike, is the guy that showed up with, like, Arizona pads?
Oh, I know it.
Telquist?
Yes.
Michael Telquist is not right. I think
it's
that's
earlier.
Pre-drought.
Oh, boy.
That's Miller.
Dang.
They
Miller,
were in the
Miller gets injured by Scott Gomez, and then they bring Telquist in to pair with Enroth, I think.
Is Enroth the backup, the first? No, I got one. Well, maybe not. Wait a minute. Is he? I want to ask. Is Enroth the backup the first year of the playoff drought? Like we at opening night? 11-12. What about Lalime? Like Lalime is on the Boston series team, right? He's the backup Miller wins.
He's on 10-11. I remember being at a Chicago game that year where he played in
that. That's the Vezina year, isn't it? The 10.
Okay.
The next year, who was Enroth is the backup the next year? Maybe he's already the backup because Enroth goes in Game 7 against the Flyers. Lindy pulled Miller in Game 7 of the series. They pulled him. Like, why? You know? Why?
Right.
Why?
Is Enroth the backup the next year, or is there another guy?
He has to be. He's already here.
Yeah.
The Leem has to be gone, and Enroth was here for a while. All right, so we're at 14.
You're correct on all that. Leem, his final season was the Sabres 10-11. and he only played 7 games. I think he would like dress as the backup. Enroth would be in Rochester, and when Miller needed a rest, they would call Enroth up.
Wow.
That's confidence.
That's confidence. All right. Is there somebody in the 13-14 season when they are just the worst, those 2 years? Because the next year was the tank year, and they traded the guys.
There's a good number of guys that the year you're talking about there is the, I think, the Nathan Lewin, Matt Hackett year, and there's another guy or two in there, I think. But I don't know who right now. Does that sound right, Joe?
Yeah. Remember, there are guys on here that started but didn't win.
Okay.
The guys you have left have 1 win, 4 wins, and 32 wins.
Whew.
And then you have 6 other goalies
who didn't win.
Didn't win, but did appear.
Jonas Johansson.
Jonas Johansson, 1 win in 13 games.
Paul can't stop talking about that guy. Right? Didn't he reference him again the other day? If they had Jonas Johansson in goal, they still would have won or something
right.
like that.
Talking about Colorado.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was good enough for Colorado. I think, right? Did they trade him?
I think Florida.
Yeah, they traded for him, but I think he almost definitively was not good enough for Colorado.
Oh, that makes sense.
Some way, shape, or form, he was on the Panthers this year.
2 more, huh? One guy played a lot.
Yes, he started 81 games.
Was I at those games?
He went 32, 32, and 7.
It's not even bad.
Probably for at least one. He did that in... Oh, that might give it away.
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson Good. Is correct. He Good. Let he was here, left, then came back. 32 wins. That's 4th. You're missing 1 goalie with 4 wins and 16 starts for the Sabres.
I don't know. Essenza.
It's not Bob Essenza. Bob?
Bob Essenza didn't win any games. Every game he played, they lost, right? When was that? Was that Miller? No.
Isn't there another guy? There's another tank year guy, big guy. I already said Nilsson, right? Anders
yep.
Nilsson? Lindback.
Lindback is correct.
Nice.
4 wins.
Anders.
4 wins. Also the highest save percentage of any of these guys during the drought.
Wow. Got to get rid of that guy.
Got to get him out of here.
Goalies that appeared but did not win. Andrei Makarov. Malcolm Subban.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Wilcox. Jason Kasdorf. Connor Knapp.
Jason Kasdorf. That's the Kane
and
trade.
And Drew McIntyre.
That is the Kane trade, right.
That is the Kane trade, yeah. Those are your drought goaltenders.
Who are the 3... 2-time Conn Smythe Trophy winners. Wait, it's more than 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 2-time Conn Smythe Trophy winners. Who's the only person to win it 3 times?
Gretzky.
No.
Messier.
No.
Yzerman.
He's also the only one to win with more than one team. 2 different teams.
It's not Messier.
It is not.
Messier never won with the Oilers?
He won with the Oilers, but Leach won the Ranger year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what are we trying to do here? Three-time winner?
Patrick Waugh.
Okay.
Is the only 3-time Conn Smythe Trophy winner and the only player to have won the award with more than one team.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
All right, 2 or more.
Three players. This is where I messed up earlier. 3 players have won the Conn Smythe Trophy 2 years in a row.
Ooh. Brian Trottier?
No. Four different Islanders won that.
Wow.
And Gretzky is not the answer to this question?
No.
Crosby.
Crosby?
Did the Chicago win it back-to-back?
No.
It was all split up?
This would give it away. I have a hint, but this would give it away, I think. Do you want to know?
No.
We have that Panther tribute to play.
Did Yzerman not win it with Detroit?
Yzerman won one of their Conn Smites. I think Detroit looks like all different guys.
Okay.
Roger Crozier. Then we have Mike Vernon, Steve Yzerman, Nicholas Lidstrom, and Zetterberg are the Red Wing winners.
Yeah, all right. I'm shocked.
All three players to win the Conn Smythe Trophy in back-to-back years played hockey in the same state.
Bernie Parent.
Bernie Parent. Crosby.
Lemieux.
Lemieux. That's right.
Mario Lemieux.
Mario Lemieux.
Although Claude also won.
He won with the Devils. I
think. He did.
And did he not? He only won with the Devils.
95.
Okay.
Yep.
That was
in Did you guys watch that show yet? We talked about it last week some.
I finished it today.
I have not.
I was riveted. I mean, I just really enjoyed it. I was not prepared for it to be 2 hours long. it was really good.
It was
Bravo.
So good. I'm surprised. I'm stunned at myself that I didn't know anything about Vladimir Konstantinov either.
No.
Like that, them focusing on that at the end for as long as they did, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have to finish Barbecue Brawl first.
priorities.
That's right.
Priorities. Yeah.
We had a very nice chat today with Joe Goodberry about the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe lives in this area. What's it like for him? Bengals fan and former reporter and going to be another future reporter, I think, maybe he hinted at, for the Cincinnati Bengals, to hear all the time about how the Bills should have won the AFC. We'll talk about that and more with Joe, how the Bengals look going into 2022. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, that's next here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.